Corbin Martin. And Corbin, you guys coming off the loss to UTA, but I know with a midweek game, and it's kind of the way it is with baseball, seems like anybody can get a win on any given day. So what are you taking away from that loss and getting ready for this weekend?
One thing we have to do, we just got to put that aside. You know, in college baseball, you got to show up every day. Any team can beat you on any given day. You know, it's just a weird day. A couple infield hits, a couple of flares to the outfield, that'll lose you a game. Got to take the goods and bads away from it. But move on, and the important game's this weekend, starting tomorrow. You know, win the first game of the series, and our practice building up. Yesterday, we had a really good practice, and today we got to finish, follow that up with a good practice. And I think we're heading in the right direction. I know, like, it's hard to forget a game like that, but I think the guys – I'll put that away and learn from their mistakes, and we're moving on.
You guys started 0-5 in SEC play since then, really come on 8-2 overall. So what has been going right for you guys versus earlier on in the year?
After we lost the big game to Vandy on Saturday, we got together as a team, just the players, and we kind of all just got everything off our chest, you know, what we needed to do better. On the field and off the field, we felt like we needed to come together as a team instead of just playing for ourselves. You know, guys have been here for a couple of years. We've never experienced anything like that. You know, we've been crushing the SEC, and it was kind of like a humbling experience for us, and we knew that we had the talents to do so, like be really good in the SEC, and we just needed to take it one game at a time starting on that Sunday game, and we ended up getting the win. And we go to LSU, take that series, and you know, that's really turned our season around, and we continue to get better and learn our team. And, you know, we've been pitching well and playing really good defense, and our hitters are starting to string together a lot of good at-bats, and it's all coming together right now.
You're one of those veteran guys that, as you're talking about, has experienced a lot of success here. So how much do you take it upon yourself? Because I know you guys have a lot of young players. So how much do you put it on yourself to help those guys along and help guide the team?
I try not to put too much pressure on myself. You know, you got to direct some of the younger guys. They haven't experienced anything like this. So I take my past experiences and what I've learned and just try to throw it down. And you also got to go out there and you got to lead by example too. You can't just go out there and expect to do good on any given day when, you know, the SEC is just as good or better than you. So I think the young guys really quickly learned that it was like in the SEC, you got to show up every day to play. You know, our talent is there for sure. And, you know, we've showed a lot of that. And we hit that slump after the Minute Maid Classic. And it really was for us, I think it was it's not good to lose games like that. But, you know, it's a learning experience. And like the fact that our young guys got to experience that early instead of late in the year, but now we know how to react and how our team's going to react. And I feel like we've done a really good job with that.
Kind of a wake-up call, so to speak. Yes, early on in the year, you'd like to have those early on rather than late. For you in your role, it's transitioned a lot throughout this year. I mean, you started off as a back of the bullpen guy, and now you're a Saturday starter. So how have you felt like you've adjusted to that? And you've been pitching a lot better of late as well. So what's been going right for you?
Early in the season, you know, I think I was just a thrower, just seeing how hard I can throw it, and that wasn't clearly, you saw it wasn't like working out for me. So, you know, I really had to tone it down a bit and become a pitcher if I wanted to help the staff. And I knew that I had all the tools too, but I just wasn't showing it. So I had to, you know, step it down a little bit and just prove that I can lead the staff. And, you know, I kind of learned from the guys in the past that it's not about how hard you throw, it's about location and throwing more than one pitch for a strike. And I feel like that's helped me too. And just being able to go out there and continuously repeat that it's nice knowing that, you know, it's in, like, I have the bullets in there, but just being able to pitch and the guys behind me knowing that they're going to finish the game is pretty nice.
You personally, do you prefer being in the back of the bullpen, or you like starting? I mean, you just like being out there, right?
I like starting because you're kind of like the quarterback of the game. Yeah. Just getting the guys going, just seeing how far you can get us, and, you know, keeping us in the game. And, you know, Brigham does a fantastic job with that on Friday nights. He's done it for the past 2 years, and I think just watching him over the past 2 years develop and becoming better and better, it's hard to get better from what he's been doing, but every week he seems to get better, and I've learned from that, and just being able to follow up a guy like that, it's been pretty neat. But, you know, our bullpen has been fantastic. Couldn't ask the guys to do a better job than they would have been doing. I think everyone's found their role, and we're rolling up with it.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the things. We, of course, you know this more than anybody, but Coach Childress always likes to tinker with stuff. I mean, he'll try and find that perfect piece to the puzzle. It seems like you guys are really working out well with Kilkenny being down there kind of in the closer role. He's been moved from starter to closer, and Kolek's really starting to get going.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think Mitchell's stuff is a lot better. As a, you know, his velo's up, you know, his cutter's devastating, and he's that guy that we know for a fact, you know, he's going to come in and shut the door, and he never panics in a big situation. And you have guys like Kaylor Chafin, you know, Kaysen Sherrod, and now we have Turner Larkins back, which is going to be big for us. John Daxakis, they've all been throwing really well at the pin. Those are very reliable guys and guys that we're going to need, you know, for later in the season, because, you know, big games like that, they all got to step up and continuously do what they do. And just having guys like that in the pin, even if like a starter doesn't do well, that, you know, they're going to keep us in the game. So, and then Steve just nonstop every week. I think he's been our most consistent, you know, starter. He had maybe two starts here and there that one pitch away could have been completely different, you know, but he's definitely, he could have folded after that, but I think he's gotten better. I mean, he learned from that, and he's definitely been a guy that we know is going to roll out there 5, 6, 7, 8 innings every time. And that's what you need as a starter, you know, and just to have that complete package and have the guys in the pen is going to help us out.
I'm going to let you go, but first I want to ask you a little bit about this matchup this weekend. You guys are welcoming Tennessee to town, so tell me a little bit about that matchup. What can you expect to see from the Volunteers?
You know, they're 4-11, but they're a lot better club than a 4-11 team. You know, they lose some extra inning games, some close games, and you know, a couple wins here and there, they could be a completely different team. They have a really good pitching staff. They probably have the best two overall players, you know, hitting-wise in the conference, and it's a team that you cannot sleep on. You know, they go and take 2 out of 3 at Florida, you know, one of the top teams in SEC. So, like I said, you know, every day you got to show up. And tomorrow at 2 o'clock, it's not going to be the atmosphere. It's going to be about being us in baseball and just taking the first game of the series. And you know, that's where it all starts tomorrow. So if we can take that first game and being at home, I think it's going to direct us in the right direction this weekend.